Bees rule. This is the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush, in for Rebecca Williams. That's right, bees rule. At least that's what my second grader thinks after she studied them in school. You wrote bees rule. Why do bees rule?
I think it's neat for how they, that they can make it into honey and that they speak to each other by doing a dance.
She, of course, isn't the only one who thinks bees rule. Experts estimate that around one out of every three bites of food we eat is the result of a bee. But as you've likely heard, bees are in trouble. Beekeepers have been experiencing losses at alarming rates, and scientists across the country are trying to stop the losses. One group of researchers started the Bee Informed Partnership. The partnership shares data and research into honeybee declines, and now researchers at Grand Valley State University are hoping their new project will help. They want to gather real-time data on the weight of beehives. Anne-Marie Fauvel is with Grand Valley State University, and she joins us now. So, Anne, tell us how this project started.
So we wanted to develop, or the Bee Informed Partnership wanted to develop, a national network of hive skills that can be integrated into the existing Bee Informed Partnership efforts of disease and management surveillance database. So in short, they wanted to place automated scales in the hands of as many beekeepers and beekeeping groups as possible to remotely monitor hive weights and have those weights be automatically transmitted and stored to a database.
And how might the weight of a hive help researchers?
You know, we all know that the weight of the colony is a simple metric, and it tells us a lot about how the hive is thriving or failing or simply holding its own. And by looking at the weight of a large colony, a number of colonies across multiple regions, it can tell us about the health of the honeybee colonies from year to year. So basically, this is kind of like a one piece of the puzzle that it is to looking into this systemic approach that we really need to take when it comes to our very complex honeybee problems.
And a lot of people, when they hear about honeybees, they've been hearing about the die-offs and they hear about colony collapse disorder. How do you explain to them what's going on with the honeybees?
We now know that there is not one single culprit, that there are multiple causes. One of the things that the Bee Informed Partnership does and does really well is that they combine all this data to really look at it in a study of epidemiology, if you want, and looking at multiple roots causes of the problem.
And you're getting this off the ground, and there are always challenges in front of you. What are the biggest challenges in front of you in terms of making this a nationwide data gathering project?
We have scales that do work at this point. We have two companies that will be supplying these scales, but we haven't done this on the larger scale. You know, we have a couple of scales right now in the field. We're gathering data from them, and it's working well. Now, it's that the next step is now to launch this and open this up to multiple users of these scales and contributors of these data.
And with what's going on with the honeybees now, what concerns you most?
I think that what concerns me most is what's happening with bees is only the tip of the iceberg. They are there to really show us that there's something really wrong going on in nature at this point. And we need to listen to them in order to maybe restore some of the balance that we have shaken up quite a bit in the last few decades.
All right, Anne, thanks very much for sharing your thoughts with me. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Anne-Marie Fauvel is an affiliate professor at Grand Valley State University. And that's the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush.